Hi there, this is Tracy, and tonight I want to talk about some of the emotions that you might be going through, depending on where you are in the stages of recovery. The feelings that you might be feeling if you've been with a narcissist, a sociopath, or a psychopath, if it was a love relationship, a marriage, someone that you knew at work, a mother, a father, sister, brother, child. These are all very possible that you can be encountering them. And so the feelings are gonna go on that scale, but confusion and fear, hurt and depression, anger and anxiety, and you may feel completely lost. You may feel like you've lost your best friend. You may feel like you've lost your partner. You may feel like you've lost the person that you thought you knew. And all of a sudden, this new person is taking over their role. This person is coming and acting like nothing you've ever seen. It doesn't matter if it's been 2 months or 20 years. Suddenly, there's a new person in your life, because this person would have never treated you that way. Or have they not been doing it all along? That's the secret here, guys. With all of these feelings, for me, I had them all. I went through different stages of confusion. Like, my head, I couldn't concentrate. I couldn't hold a thought, and I was like deer in the headlights, and squirrel, squirrel, squirrel. I was running around and kept really busy, hyper. Couldn't sleep, so I had anxiety. I was afraid to go to bed. I was afraid of the future. I was afraid of what was happening. In both discards, it was just the craziest things in my entire life. And I want to know how you got past some of these feelings, because if we discuss it, I think that everybody will have something that can help someone else. And while I don't pretend to know it all, I'm learning and I haven't done it all. Some of the first things I did before I really fully understood or did my research on what a narcissist was I saw my doctor. I said, listen, I'm like, I can't sleep, I can't eat. I lost like 40 pounds when I was going through my divorce. I was lost, and my doctors put me on an antidepressant. Because you're going through a divorce, of course you're going to be sad. So let's antidepressant her. So he started me on that, and 4 years later, I'm still on it. I wanted to go off it this past year, and he suggested I waited till after winter, because a lot of people are triggered by winter. Well, that was never a trigger for me, so I listened to him because he is my doctor, right? And while the antidepressants helped, I think they helped normalize my reaction and my fears. It certainly, it didn't numb me. It just, I guess it just did what it's supposed to do by equalizing my body and my reaction to things. So I didn't go deep into a depression where you can't get out of bed. And I know plenty of people that have happened to. But after I did that, the doctor would then say, well, you still got anxiety. That's different than, you know, depression. So here's some anti-anxiety medicine. Primarily for you to take at night. But if you're having a panic attack or something, then you should always have these near you. Okay, I listened to my doctor. I didn't like them. And he then prescribed sleeping pills because that would help me sleep better. And I took them for quite a long time, and it wasn't good. They did get me to sleep, but I don't think it's the same sleep. I know that it's not the same sleep. So your doctor might be doing these same steps. This is kind of protocol for someone going through PTSD and talking about confusion, fear, hurt, anger, depression, and anxiety, and just loss, right? So those are normal things your doctor might do. I saw an acupuncturist and I was getting needles to reduce the anxiety, reduce the stress, the depression, the symptoms that my body was taking on because I was in PTSD, the losing weight, the not wanting to eat, the not wanting to sleep. So the acupuncturist helped. I saw a homeopathic doctor and he prescribed these little teeny tiny bottles. I don't even know what the treatment is, but I think that really helped me normalize a lot of parts of my body. According to him, many of my organs were shutting down. My liver, my kidney, my frontal lobe, this, that. There were all these parts that were not doing well because of this fight, flight, or freeze and anxiety. So I think what he gave me really, really helped a lot. And I'll put the link to it down below because I don't know the name of it. All I know is I had these little teeny tiny homeopathic drops and I'd stick them under my tongue and then they disappeared. Besides all of these things, there's EMDR. There is tapping. A friend of mine does tapping and she helped me through some of the parts by tapping and you say things. Meditation is really good for you. And what I have learned through all of this is our bodies hold power to heal, right? We don't even really know that because we have a symptom, we go to the doctor, they give us a solution or a medicine or something that will treat the symptoms, not really the problem, right? They can't change that we're depressed. They can't change that crap is happening to us faster than we can, you know, breathe. But if you look at these things that we can do to help ourselves, if you're having a panic attack or anxiety, fears are overcoming you. What I learned, which is the most important thing for me, was to close my eyes and feel, where was it tight? Was it tight here in my chest? Was it in my throat? Were other parts of my body hurting me? Sort of scan your body, breathing really deeply, breathing as deeply as you can, until it goes way down into the bottom of your stomach. And what you're doing is you're kind of like getting your mind on the breath. And this sounds all foo-foo-foo-foo, but I used to think, you know, all of that was foo-foo, but now I know that it really works and it really can calm your body. It can stop that anxiety attack and it can help you sleep at night if you just focus in on your entire body. It'll help you sleep. If you're having a panic attack, if things are just triggering you and you're upset, just do this. Lay your feet on the ground, nice and flat. Put your hands on your knees and close your eyes. And just breathe. Feel where that anxiety is. And tell it in your mind that it's okay. There's nothing to fear right now. Right now you're safe. What happens will happen and you will do everything that you can, but worrying about things that haven't happened is our biggest enemy. So I'd like to hear what you did to get past all of these feelings. I would like to know if you can offer the community here some advice so that we can all help each other heal. I've just pretty much laid out everything that I did. Oh, counseling, of course, counseling. You want to talk to a counselor and I want you to ask the counselor, what do they know about emotional abuse? They will not diagnose your narcissist, sociopath, or psychopath without them being there, and they're not gonna be there. If they do go, they're gonna pretend, but make sure they have an awareness of the signs and the flags and the guidance that you're gonna need to get you out of this. So if the therapist doesn't know anything about them, they might be a great therapist, but they're not for you. And just like we're gonna have to eliminate people from our life, we have to make the choice to choose someone that is going to serve us. So make sure you get help. church kind of help. Meetup groups. I have a meetup group and I meet once a month. And I really think that helps validate everybody's different feelings. So on my website, narcissistabusesupport.com, link down there, you're going to be able to find all the meetups by state and all of the local support that you might be able to get. I got 10 weeks free counseling from the state, and it was the best counseling that I had during my recovery process. They know abuse, and they can really help you. This is Tracy, and let's start a discussion. I'd like to know what you did to get better. Thanks.